Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, here we go. Get to talk to the biggest writer in the gun culture and the gun space. That is one young Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Yep.
And we have certainly a lot of interesting stuff on the news today.
Yeah, we do. I was just asking Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns about this, and I want to ask you about this. Do you think that given the Second Amendment cases before the Supreme Court, that they don't know what that's going to look like, but it's bad signs for them, and now they're looking at the Roe versus Wade thing, do you think that this might distract them from trying to push through Dettelbach into the ATF prior to the November election?
Interesting. Maybe. I mean, the impression I get from the Biden administration is that they are generally incompetent, but that they're getting pressure from several groups that are more competent. So it could happen the way that you suggest, and that they'll get all tied up in the Roe v. Wade, and that's certainly eating up a lot of oxygen
right.
left, as they say, right now. And it's very clear all this was pre-planned, and this is one of their ways to try to derail a conservative victory in the midterms. I think you and I have mentioned before that things look really bad, so they're coming up with ways to try to fool the voters again before the election to turn things around so they can stay in power. And clearly this leak of the draft Roe v. Wade decision is one of those sorts of distractions where they're trying to gin up the base and take control of the news cycle and prevent other things from happening. For example, we have that 2000 Mules movie, which I have not seen the entire movie. I've seen clips and seen discussion on it. To me, it appears very clear that it shows widespread election fraud in the swing states that almost certainly swung the election to Joe Biden. People are willing to argue that, but this Roe v. Wade leak, which pretty clearly was actually made available to the Democrats in late February, about 2 months ago, and so it's been strategically held on as a card to play when they really needed it. And part of that, there's several things that come together for them to play it now, including the release of the movie showing widespread election fraud. So I don't know if that answers your question. It's kind of rambling, but.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things the Democrats are, and they do have the capability to send people out to do things and everything else. But I mean, I'm almost certain that as soon as Trump won the election and they knew he was going to get inaugurated, they started sending out that Mark Elias cat And he started going to every state out there that he thought he could to talk to this, the secretaries of state and change things if there was any way to do it as far as election.
And there was a lot of money involved. High-powered people, not just him. I mean, it was a huge organization, yeah.
Right. So my thing is that I just don't know if they have enough time to launch
that scale.
Yeah. And I just have issues.
Along with that.
Yeah.
And I thought you might be referencing this, is how does this affect the New York rifle and pistol case? Or
yeah.
Does it?
Well, I mean.
Because the two, in a lot of ways, they're very similar. They have very strong constitutional foundations. I mean, Roe v. Wade, as this draft said, was never based on the Constitution. It was just created out of thin air. And all the regulations, especially national regulations and many of the state regulations, just ignored the Second Amendment for decades here. So they're kind of similar in that what we see is the current justices appear to be saying, look, the Constitution actually means something, and we're going to do our job. We're not going to just legislate from the bench. And that's what Roe v. Wade was, and that's what a lot of ignoring of the Second Amendment has been over the decades. So, but there's only so much outrage you can pour out there. Now, I think on the left, the outrage about an overturning of Roe v. Wade is probably an order of magnitude more than outrage over enforcing the Second Amendment. And the reason I say that is partly because the Second Amendment is really hard to argue against. I mean, you get people who try to argue it, get involved in academic, complex theories about why the words that are there don't really mean what they say, and why it's important that we ignore them, and why the Constitution is old, but that's not with Roe v. Wade. With Roe v. Wade, they just say, we want this, and we got it, and we're not going to give it up. I mean, there's almost no defense for the constitutionality of the Roe v. Wade decision. And the other thing is that we've incrementally been winning on Second Amendment cases for at least 20 years, 30, I would say. You go back, I would think, to 87 or so, maybe a little before. And we have gone backwards only slightly in a couple of states. I would say that in California, you know, they've been enacting more strict registration requirements, and they've eliminated a lot of open carry. But in most of the states, half the states now have constitutional carry.
Right.
And there are several initiatives to force the recalcitrant states that refuse to obey or respect the Bill of Rights to have more respect for the Bill of Rights. But it's been happening over a 20-some-year period, whereas the Roe v. Wade, there's been enormous grassroots opposition to Roe v. Wade for a very long time. But because the Supreme Court has been willing to be so activist on it, there hasn't been much actual change. You just haven't seen places where abortion has been successfully restricted significantly until very recently. And so I think that's one of the reasons there's so much more outpouring of rage. I mean, from the leftist point of view, you know, we cheated fair and square. You know, we got.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there.
Judges on the court, yeah. And we changed the Constitution without the amendment process, and that's the way we like to do it, and it has to be that way. And how dare you say that's not legitimate?
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just having sort of a hypothetical discussion about what might happen, what could happen, and all this other stuff. You want to talk about Florida? Permitless carry in Florida?
Talk about that. I find it really interesting because, from my point of view, I've watched numerous, dozens of governors pontificate about how much they support the Second Amendment or not. And what it appears to me that Ron DeSantis in Florida has come out as one of the strongest supporters of the Second Amendment that I have seen in my entire career. There have been some. Kristi Noem was pretty clear-cut when she signed constitutional carry in North Dakota about a year ago. I think maybe a little more. But in my opinion, she was not as adamant and clear-cut as Ron DeSantis is, because he does not have clear support in the Florida legislature, the leadership of the Florida legislature, and I should be more clear, the Republican leadership of the Florida legislature, to pass constitutional carry. They have played games. They have played procedural games in order to kill it without having to take the responsibility for killing it. And it's happened, I wouldn't say, recently it's happened with constitutional carry. Before it was with open carry. And there's just a lot of urban Republicans in Florida who apparently don't want to really take the step of going to constitutional carry or even to allow open carry in the state. And what I see in most states, the legislature pushes the governor into agreeing to go with constitutional carry, and then they get it passed. But what we're seeing in Florida is the governor pushing the legislature. Now, the closest reasonable example of that would probably be Georgia with Governor Kemp. And I just, you know, it was very political with him. If I were in Georgia, I would probably not vote for him because I don't like the way he handled the election.
Right.
Or the way he's basically fought the investigation of the election rigging that happened with ballot harvesting in Georgia. And so that would be my problem with Kemp. But that gets off the point, which is that DeSantis comes out with these extremely clear statements. I mean, he basically promised that he will get constitutional carry passed before he leaves office. I mean, I'm going to quote here from an article out of WPLG, and it said, they say, DeSantis made the political promise while speaking near Gainesville on Friday. And here's the quote from DeSantis. I can't tell you exactly when, but I'm pretty confident I will be able to sign constitutional carry in the state of Florida, DeSantis said. I can't tell you if it's going to be next week, 6 months, but I can tell you that before I am done as governor, we will have a signature on that bill. That's pretty clear. And then he says that as part of this, and I may be getting it slightly out of sequence, we used to be a leader in the Second Amendment. There's like 25 states that have already done it. I think if you look now, you have a situation where the official in charge of these permits, he's talking the agricultural commissioner,
the one that's challenging him, right?
Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Right. So why would you want to subcontract your Second Amendment rights to a public official who rejects the very existence of those rights? I mean, that's hardcore Second Amendment talk. And it shows that he has an understanding of the issue. I mean, from most governors, you get sort of the boilerplate, I support the Second Amendment, but, and a lot of them then say, but, or I think this should be, I support the Second Amendment and this bill should be passed. But he is getting into sort of philosophical, well, not exactly philosophical, but more in the weeds clear-cut examples for intellectually supporting this, the constitutional carry system. He didn't have to say any of that. He is very popular in Florida. I would be very surprised if he doesn't get reelected.
Right.
He, in what I think he is doing here is just being smart politically. He's already committed to supporting constitutional carry. So, it makes no sense to say you support constitutional carry and then waffle around and say, well, you know, yeah, I said that, I support it, you know, and not really commit. Because when you do that, you're not going to gain back anybody you lost because you committed to support constitutional carry. They already know you support it. They're not going to change their opinion of you. But if you're wishy-washy, you're going to lose support by people who adamantly agree with you. By supporting the policy that you already decided to support, and doing so very affirmatively, you gain the support, more support and enthusiasm from the people who agree with you, and you probably gain a fair number of people who just appreciate clear, decisive leadership. And that's DeSantis' strong point. Now, I've been seeing, I see this all the time, so it's not a majority position among people who support the Second Amendment. But there's this minority position that no matter what somebody says, and they're going to be, well, he hasn't got it done yet. He obviously is a, you know, rhino. Well, he can't be a real supporter. How come we don't have constitutional carry in Florida yet? He's been in office for almost 4 years, and it hasn't happened. Well, the legislature didn't support him. You know, it didn't really show up on his radar probably until last year. And now we have 25 states, half of the states in the union now have constitutional carry.
Let me get you to hold right there. Hang on, yes. Right there. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find this article at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very unhappy about the leaked draft of a Supreme Court ruling apparently overturning longstanding abortion rights.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
Biden saying the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling has been the law of the land for nearly 50 years. Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court will investigate the leak and that the report is authentic, although it does not represent a decision by a court or the final position of any member on the issues in the case. A record number of Americans are quitting their jobs. Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in March, up slightly from the previous month. Professional and business services led the way with the largest increase in quits, followed by the construction industry. This is USA
Radio News. A warrant has been issued for Corrections Officer Vicki White, who went missing along with inmate Casey White from the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Alabama on Friday. Police say the two are not related to each other. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it was orchestrated.
She left the detention center at 9:41 a.m. We were alerted at 3:30 p.m.
Singleton says that Vicki White never returned to the jail after leaving with the inmate for a mental health evaluation. He notes that in transporting the inmate alone, she violated their usual procedure. The U.S. Marshals Service says the two are possibly armed and that the inmate is a serious threat. Voters in Indiana and Ohio are heading to the polls today. Voters in Ohio will get to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, 9 Republicans and 3 Democrats are vying for the only open congressional seat. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir? Because I see we've hit we've hit the pipe.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's, I have several articles in the pipeline, and I'm sure they'll be coming out shortly. It's just, you know, they Amiland has their own reasons and purposes that they have, and who knows what political stuff or whatever. And I mean, like, we've got breaking news with all this going on with the Biden administration and everything. So it I don't worry about if an article comes out a day or two later than I expected.
Right.
They have their own reasons for doing things, and I respect their ability to make good decisions. So the, I'd like to talk just a little bit more about Florida, because if Florida goes constitutional carry, it's a huge win for Second Amendment supporters. I mean, first, Florida in population-wise is a big state. I think it's one of the top four of New York, Texas, California, Florida, I think. And I'm not sure where Florida rates in there. It might be 2 or 3. I'm not sure. And so having Texas and Florida, both constitutional carry states, moves the needle significantly, especially when we're already at 50% of the state having constitutional carry. And Florida was, DeSantis mentioned this in his comment. He said, we used to be leaders for the Second Amendment back in 87 when they were one of the big leaders in the shall issue permit program. And there's over 2 million people that have Florida carry permits because they issue them to out-of-staters rather easily. I have a Florida concealed carry permit, as well as from Arizona. So it's a big deal for DeSantis to come out very publicly and very strongly and saying we're going to do constitutional carry here in Florida. In Florida, the stumbling block has been the Republican leadership, and it's hard for them to go against an extremely popular Republican governor. So I think we could get constitutional carry in Florida much sooner than we otherwise would. And if you get constitutional carry there, that also means you get open carry there. And that leaves only 3 states that ban open carry, which I believe be New York, Illinois, and California. Now, there are states that ban just about all carry, but open carry is an option if you get one of their rare permits, you know, like New Jersey, Hawaii, and Maryland. You know, they very rarely issue permits, but the permits allow you to carry openly. It's just very few people do. So that brings up, you know, just all kinds of other possibilities. So I think it's a very big deal that Governor DeSantis is pushing constitutional carry. Let's see. So where to go after that? Let's talk a little bit about the last few cases in my update on pistol defenses against bears, which was published a couple of weeks ago. And there was... We hadn't talked about, I don't think, that there was a case where both, oh, we might have mentioned this earlier, but it's worth talking about again, where both a 10-millimeter pistol and a .45 ACP were used simultaneously to stop a grizzly bear, which was charging 3 people in Wyoming. They were trying to get and retrieve an elk. And just, they were moving to where they thought that the elk might be. They had smelled it, actually. It had been shot about 2 days previously, and they'd been looking for it. And they had, by law, a requirement to recover it. And so they were moving toward it, and all of a sudden, a bear, one of the it was two hunters, a hunter, a father-son combination. And the bear starts charging, and the son says, "Bear!" alerting the guide, whose name was Tyler, and I talked to him. I did an extensive interview with Tyler. And he says, "Bear," and Tyler sees it, and he says, "Shoot," because it's getting, you know, approaching on a full charge very fast. And the son starts shooting, and the first shot misses the brain by about an inch, but that didn't stop the bear because it's just above the brain case, and they found that wound later. They tried to reconstruct things. And then the guide, Tyler, starts running to get to where he can get a shot at the bear. And he fires a couple shots through the rib cage of the bear, which would have killed it. Just takes a while. The bear was dead. It just didn't know it was dead. And he continues to go closer. And the bear is being slowed down by all this firepower being concentrated on it from 2 pistols, a .45 and a 10-millimeter. Unfortunately, 45 was using aggressive hollow point ammunition, and so it didn't penetrate real well. And the bear had a lot of fat on it, so the 45 bullets, they found some of them in the fat and never got to the vital areas, whereas the guide was using a 10-millimeter with deep penetrating ammo, and he believes he broke both shoulders on the bear. They fired a total of 31 shots. And the bear, within 10 feet of the shooters, veered hard right into a tree, and the guy stepped forward and shot it twice more through in the side of the skull, through the bane, and stopped the fight right there. But this is, I think it's the most shots that I've recorded of anybody shooting in self-defense. against the bear during a charge. I mean, the bear never stopped until the very end. And both of the shooters had pistols with magazines that held about 15 rounds each. And the one shooter, the son, was so well practiced in competition that he was actually able to reload while the charge was going on and fire a shot from a second magazine while the charge was going on. So a very unusual situation, and it shows you that it's worthwhile to have, and having more ammunition is better than not having more ammunition.
So that 31 was, shots. 31 shots.
31 shots they figured they fired from the two pistols. If Tyler emptied his gun, that would have been 15 shots from him, and it had been 16 from the other, but I'm not sure if he finished, if he emptied the last couple of shots from his gun at the very end. He might have, maybe he fired 13. It wasn't clear. But that's a lot of firepower to put on. And it was a good-sized bear. I think it's about 400 pounds, which is not an enormous grizzly. It's about a medium grizzly. But for a mountain grizzly versus those that live on the coast and have access to almost unlimited supplies of fish, that's a good-sized bear.
Yeah.
You get on the coastlines, and they're talking, you know, 800-pounders, so, and even bigger. So that's, it was a fascinating case.
Hang on for me, if you would. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last time on The Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten from Amelan.com, and I haven't gotten a chance to say this because I've been listening so much to Dean. Dean has well over nearly 2,000 articles there at Amelan. It is the biggest website of its type in the world, which makes Dean the biggest writer of his type in the world, because he's the biggest writer at Ammo Land. So anyway, where would you like to go now? We're going to talk some more about bears. I mean, I don't know how you beat a bear that took 31 rounds to bring him down.
Yeah. Well, we've got one more case that we didn't talk about yet on the update, and so we might as well get that done. Okay. And this is about, happened fairly recently, about 6 months ago, October of 2021, October 17th exactly, on Alaska Baranof Island. And there was a young man who was hunting deer, and he carried a 44 Magnum with him as protection against bears. And he had actually, he's an Alaska resident, so he did not have much difficulty in getting a tag to shoot a brown bear. He knew that on the island there had been a number of people that had difficulties with brown bears stealing their game after they had been successful in their hunt for deer. So he was prepared. And he shoots the deer successfully, not with the 44 pistol, but and he's watching and he hears things and he sees a large grizzly approaching him. And the bear is acting in a very predatory manner. It's like trying to sneak up on him. And it's getting closer and closer, and he yells at the bear. He's doing everything he can to try to get the bear to leave, because he really doesn't want to have to deal with it right now, even though he has a legal hunting tag for it. And what we have seen previously in several cases is that these grizzlies particularly learn to feed on gut piles and to take game from human hunters, because the human hunters go to great lengths not to shoot the bears. and what we, I think there's three, four separate tragic incidents where somebody is gutting out game, and a grizzly bear just charges up and starts mauling the person with no warning, or very little warning. Now, I mean, they might have a couple of seconds, they hear a branch snap, and the person, people get severely killed. Sometimes they kill the bear. There have been at least a couple cases where the person got killed. I can think of, well, at least four people who were killed right off in that kind of circumstance. So it's extremely dangerous when a bear decides they want the game that you have. And since he had a tag, he didn't have to put up with that. And he said that he made up his mind that if the bear got so close to him that he, you know, the bear was, he was in severe danger, that he was going to shoot the bear to stop preventing the attack. And I think completely justified because of the many cases we've seen where people have been injured and killed in such situations. So the bear finally came up. He had put a red line in the sand, so to speak, a log, that if she got to that, he was going to have to shoot her. It was way close. It was only 20 feet away. That's like one jump for a bear. And she put her feet up on that log, and he shot her and with the .44 Magnum, and that stopped her right there. So he did the right thing. He almost very likely, almost certainly prevented somebody else from either having to do the same thing or being seriously injured or killed to this food-habituated bear that did not fear people anymore. And we've seen those problems again and again. And this type of defensive shooting does not harm bear populations at all. It was a legal hunting take. There were permits available. The population of bears has to be reduced. It's going to be reduced one way or another, either through starvation or by more other bears killing more bears or by humans taking the bears. It's going to be reduced. There's only so many bears that can be allowed. And so it's better to take the bold bear that's a threat to humans out of the population than to just pick some random bear that you sneak up on. So I think this was a very successful take and probably saved other people from this bear that had become so habituated to humans and to taking food from humans. So that's the last bear story I have on that. And it was a .44 Magnum, and that's the most common caliber used to defend against bears. And every case that I found where a .44 Magnum has been fired in defense against the bear, it's been successful.
Well, I would imagine so. I mean, I see some of these gigantic revolvers that they carry out there. Which I think they're, you get to a point of diminishing returns with some of these calibers. But
I agree.
I don't really understand why the 10 mil is a 10 millimeter picking up, because that seems like the perfect bear round for me, to me rather.
It is. It's everything I hear is it's becoming very popular, especially in Alaska and among guides. Tyler, the other case we talked about, he used the 10 millimeter, but there are just so many 44 Magnums out there. And they've been used for so long, and they've been so successful, that it just dominates the calibers. You have, I think 7 cases with the 9mm. All of them are successful. We got 6 cases with the 10mm. All of them are successful. I personally believe that it doesn't depend as much on the caliber as your willingness to use it and to act decisively when you need to do so.
Are there any states where if you defend yourself against a bear, and I'm not talking about Alaska, because I think Alaska has their own little set of rules that are sort of unique to them, but is there any states besides Alaska where if you defend yourself against a bear, you're in big trouble?
Oh, yeah. In the lower 48, they've been trying to get effective management of the grizzly bear population in both Montana and in Wyoming. And they haven't really been able to because every time they try to get management, some animal rights group sues and says you can't do it. And then they find some judge, they, you know, pick a particular judge, maybe in Washington, D.C. or somewhere else, and say, oh, you can't do that because you didn't file 17 environmental impact statements about what the habitat of bears has been restored in North Dakota yet. I mean, that's the kind of argument they use. And the Fish and Game Department in Montana and Wyoming don't have the clout of these animal rights type groups to continually file lawsuits. They have to answer them, and it takes 6 months or 2 or 3 years to go through. And in the meantime, the judges said you can't have a season on grizzly bears. And so people are left with, instead of being able to take the grizzly easily, they're left with the possibility of federal prosecution for taking an endangered species. And they're not really endangered, but that's the political process. The political,
well,
the politicization of game management is strong in those states.
We have run out of time. I'm hoping I get to talk to you on Friday.
I expect we will.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
It is always a pleasure.
Likewise. Back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.